So it's Wednesday, the 1st of April. Welcome along to the Kent Online podcast, another slightly different one today as we continue lockdown and we're all working from home. And today I'm delighted to be joined by Joe Coshen, who's normally my fantastic producer on Team Talk on KMTV. And I thought we would probably catch up, Joe, to chat a bit about sport, because poor old sport, it's been pretty much annihilated, hasn't it, over the past couple of weeks.
Oh, Nicola, I'm so bored. I'm so bored. The lack of football, the lack of cricket, the lack of everything, really. And I think that's it's the same feeling for a lot of sports fans at the minute. And it's quite tough, I think, coping without sport on a weekend, especially. And then coming in on a Monday with Team Talk, having all the highlights ready to watch and send out to you guys. And yeah, I think that's a challenge. But saying that, it's very serious what's going on at the moment. And I think it was right to stop all of the sport. Obviously, we saw the Olympics postponed eventually, but I think that was the right decision. It had to be across the board, and I think it will just make it that much sweeter when it all comes back in, well, whenever it does.
Yeah, absolutely. We're all hoping that will be sooner rather than later. Let's chat first about football, because the leagues kind of all stopped at different kind of stages, didn't they? What's the very latest as far as the football season resuming is concerned, as far as you're aware? Because it's all got a little bit complicated with various people saying this, that and the other.
Yeah, I'd like to say that I was an expert and knew exactly what was going on, but actually it's very unclear. The National League statements yesterday were pretty much a nothing statement, if I'm honest. I don't think they gave any clarity of when they would be back. It's just leaving clubs in limbo. And for the clubs in non-league, that's quite a problem, because for them, they're surviving week by week, month by month. We've reported on the financial problems at, say, Ebbsfleet, for example, and at Gillingham, and some of the challenges they have every week. So it's very interesting. We've seen Gillingham manager Steve Evans saying he would add his letter to that non-league petition going around to scrap and reverse their decision to scrap the non-league season. And I think a lot of clubs are feeling very frustrated because they're now out of pocket, not sure how they're going to pay their players. And I think they do need help from the top.
And for the likes of Gillingham, I mean, it's frustrating for everyone, but Gillingham were perhaps having one of the best seasons they've had in a very long time. They were doing incredibly well under Steve Evans, and to suddenly stop like that, to pick up that momentum again, whenever it may be, is presumably going to be pretty difficult.
Oh, there won't be any momentum. They'll have to start all over again. It's almost like a new season starting. I think, and they would probably say they weren't exactly, they lost their momentum a little bit towards when it did go into lockdown and that playoff push looked a bit tougher. But even so, for Gillingham, not playing games is financially very damaging for them. They, you know, they rely on gate sales, they rely on merchandise, they rely on people going to the store and spending money, and even on food and drink at the game and hospitality. So for them not to have that income, it becomes very challenging. And we've seen the chairman, Paul Scally, coming out and in sort of saying that they need help from the top. I think it needs a bit of investment, a bit of, you know, trickle down from the Premier League. Whether that will happen, I don't know. But I think it's got to, really, because the football league clubs and the non-league clubs are going to struggle. And we could even see some going, well, folding even, to be extreme, but it could happen. We've seen clubs like Dover furloughing their staff. We've even seen that the top, Tottenham, furloughing their staff, which is ridiculous when you think they could furlough their players, give them their max salary, and then pay their staff the money with that. Why couldn't that money then be trickled down into non-league? I don't know.
Yeah, it's a very difficult situation, but as we say, completely unprecedented. No one could have predicted that this would happen. But there have been some positive things to come out of it, particularly I've been keeping an eye on the media team at Jules. They've done a fantastic job, haven't they? Keeping the fans entertained. They've been very, very good.
I think you've got to be creative in this, and we're all very bored. So any sort of creative ways that they can keep us all entertained is very welcome at the moment. I think some of the best ones have been some of the quizzes, the photo quizzes, and the FIFA tournament set up. I know Jules were a part of that. All right, got knocked out in the first round, but it's great. It's a little bit of a relief, isn't it? And a bit of an escape, really, from the lack of sport. We can watch something, even if it's virtual. It makes us a little bit happier to see.
Absolutely. I must say, I did particularly enjoy the Invicta Dynamos Battleships game that they were playing when their final game, I think, was called off. It was fantastic. Let's talk a bit about the Olympics, though. You did mention that. Took a little bit of time before they worked out what was going to happen. It is now going to be 2021. And one particular athlete who kind of hit the headlines through the headline of his own post on social media got everyone going mad. It said, retirement tweet or something like that. Everyone went, what? Oh no, he's going to stand down. But he's not. It's Tom Bosworth. You've caught up with him. What's the update from Tom?
Yeah, it was a bit of clickbait from Tom. He's doing our jobs better than when we do. No, we all got a bit confused when he sent that out and all went into a bit of panic because he was going into this season brilliantly. He just set a British record, I think, for the 5,000 metre race walk. Got his first gold medal as a 30-year-old, which is, for race walking, the sort of time he comes into his peak, really. He still hasn't got that elusive Olympic medal. That's sort of gone out of the way for him. So for him, it was looking to be a brilliant season. So for him to retire, it was like, whoa, what's going on here? So good news that he's not. I spoke to him about the challenges, though, of having that extra year. Because for a lot of athletes, that extra year throws their whole training regime out the window because they, for an Olympic Games, you've got to think it's every 4 years. They are planning to compete in these 3 or 4 weeks on that year. So to throw that out of a year and all the preparation that goes into that can be really difficult for them. Was also speaking to him about the funding and the challenges that has. And he has some quite interesting thoughts on it.
Let's have a listen to Tom.
It was frustrating on a personal level. Selfishly, I was in the form of my life. I dedicated everything pretty much since the World Championships in Doha at the end of October after a year of injury and mental health struggles. To finish seventh there was beyond perfect, really, given the year I've had. So it's been tough because I thought, you know, we were a few months away from Olympic Games and it felt like it all come together perfectly given age and that once in a lifetime sort of moment for an athlete at that certain peak age, the Games falls. And yeah, it was that concern that maybe I won't be able to reach this level again ever. It's incredibly difficult right now. There's so many people in the same boat, but I rely on race prize money and appearances, school visits, that sort of thing. They're only little amounts, but they all add up to pretty much an annual income, and that's all gone. And I'm fortunate enough to be on lottery funding, but that's decided every 12 months. So you just don't know. I can't rely on that. And this year's going to be tough because basically I'm looking at it as a zero income sort of year now, and the government have been fantastic. They've been helping a lot of people out, but I'm not sure I really fall under any bracket there. So I'm hoping next year companies and sponsors are going to want to be involved with the Olympics. And there's plenty of people in the same boat. So right now it's about the community pulling together.
Another athlete you've also been chatting to, not the Olympics, but the Paralympics, but still her season was disrupted, was Millie Knight. How's she doing?
Yeah, it was really interesting to chat to Millie. She was much more positive about the situation because for her it was not necessarily anything too imminent. The Winter Games are obviously not for a while, but we've been speaking to experts that have said it will have a trickle-down effect if the Olympics are called off. The money obviously funds down, just like it does in football, to the Paralympics and the Winter Games as well. So, but she was much more upbeat. She said she was trying to avoid the coronavirus as she travelled around Europe in the last few weeks before everywhere went into lockdown. But for her, we keep forgetting that she's juggling a degree at the University of Kent at exactly the same time. And now she's actually got a bit of spare time to do it. So while all these students are struggling with all sorts, working from home and finding it quite hard to adapt, she's loving it. She was telling me about how she had lectures in her car and she was hoping that it would stay like this forever.
Fantastic. Yeah, she does multitask a lot. I don't know how she fits it all in. She's incredible. Now, I'm not too sure if there has been a decision yet on the cricket season, because obviously that's meant to start very, very soon, next month. And we've seen some pretty glorious weather. It just needs to warm up a little bit. So we don't know quite what's going to happen with cricket, but there are some of the Kent lads who are still making an impression at the moment, shall we say.
Yeah, very interesting about the cricket season. My take on it would be that we've also got this new setup that was meant to sort of get everyone excited into cricket, the 100. This was meant to be, obviously a lot of Kent players getting involved in that. And that will be interesting to see what they do with that come the summer, I don't know what it would mean for that yet, and I don't think they will, because it's very interesting. It's very hard to guess what will happen over the next few months. But they are keeping themselves entertained. Sam Billings, Kent captain, he's done a brilliant shave, donate, nominate effort on his Instagram yesterday, which was really brilliant. So this is something that I've considered doing, but he's considered shaving his head. Well, he has shaved his head to raise money for the NHS. Brilliant stuff. He's raised more than £15,000 the last time I checked. And if he's bored in lockdown, of course, what else are you going to do? You're going to shave your head. But it's it got a lot of support from his Kent colleagues. But this is someone who loves his hair. So for him to lose all of it, I'm pretty sure he's quite gutted. And I think he did tell us that his girlfriend wasn't too pleased either.
Oh, dear. We've actually got a story on Kent Online today about the a lot of men across Kent shaving their hair off because they can't get to the hairdresser.
I've considered it. I've considered it. I'm used to having a haircut every 2 weeks, and this is now week four. Luckily, on a podcast, you can't see it. But if you're watching Kent tonight, you might see it. And I'm very disappointed with it at the moment. So, I don't know how long I'll last, but you could see me with a shaved head very soon as well.
What a thought, Joe. Thank you ever so much for chatting to us on the Kent Online podcast. Hopefully, we will see you again soon, and hopefully, we'll be back together on Team Talk very soon.
Absolutely. Thanks, Nick.
Take care. Bye.